You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Yes, that's right. People still email us like crazy. And they also send messages on social media. If you want, you can find us on the Book of Face. Just search Dom with an M and Jeremy. And then you can send us a little message that way. All right, two of them. The first one I'm just going to take note of. The second one, we might dig a little deeper. The first one is from Mike. He says, the reason I'm writing is because I currently have four requests for surveys sitting in my email inbox from service providers I actually do business with. Some are short, some are very long, and some are repeated every couple of months. For one of them, I have a gripe, so I'm definitely going to respond, but not sure I want to take the time to respond to the others. In reality, I think I'm just tired of doing them and may stop doing them unless there's a chance to win something by responding. That's from Mike.
That's the key point.
Now, don't you, anytime you do anything, they'll follow up the next day with a survey.
Correct. Right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't knock companies for doing that. I think that's actually a good thing. I do it every once in a while with my books. People who are on my mailing list, I'll send out every once in a while, hey, what do you think of this? And I get about, I don't know, probably about 5 to 10% response, which is actually kind of high in the industry. Do you ever respond to these things?
I don't a lot because I am very worried about the link that they send to click because of all the phishing stories that you hear about.
Right, right.
You know, that is this legit? Does do they know that I just went, you know, that I'm a Safeway shopper and they're just sending me a fake link? So I don't do a lot of them. I just did one recently for my gym. But then,
what'd you say?
I was very happy with everything. The cleanliness, how everything is, how the equipment is, blah, blah, blah. But on top of it, it was like win a $100 gift card. So I do a lot of those. I do a lot of the, if you win things, the ones I should be doing more are the ones that people actually really rely on. Like you're going to a Home Depot or a Safeway or whatever, and they print the receipt and they circle the thing at the bottom and they say, please give us a survey and please give me 5 stars because they benefit from that, you know? Those workers do, and I should be doing more of that.
So it's funny you say that. Just about a month ago at Home Depot and had an issue with getting the right size drywall that we needed. They had these little, anyway, long story. Anyway, the lady at the checkout was so helpful, and she went and got something and did something else, and she was funny, so she was really cracking a lot of jokes with me and Gretch.
That's great.
And hilarious, and she did what you're talking about. Like, you know, she says, she circled it. She goes, this really, really helps me. And you know what? I immediately, the first thing I did when I got home is I logged on.
And you did it.
And I gave her 5 stars.
Oh, good for you. That's good.
So
I need to do more of that.
I think when they do that, when they circle it and they look you in the eye and they say, this really helps me, it makes a difference. You know, the funny thing is, I used to be so on doing surveys. But there was one I did, I don't know, a year or two ago where I really had something important to say to this company about customer service.
Yeah.
And I wrote, it wasn't too long, wasn't too short, it was just right. And it was, I didn't yell, I didn't complain, but I just laid something. I said, you really should talk to me about this because blah, blah, blah. And I never heard a peep from anyone. And it made me realize that probably, Jer, the majority of the time, this is just to, for them to kind of pad their numbers that they do reach out to customers. I don't know how often they actually react to what you're putting in that survey.
Yeah, who knows? And it probably would depend on the company and everything.
They
and
might just be looking for the stars, but they don't want to read your comments.
Could be.
You know? Because, I mean, I wrote something that you, if it was my company and I received what I had written, I would be writing
you
back
would open
like
your
within
eyes
5 minutes.
And,
and they were like, we don't care.
The ones that I usually don't get replies back on, which surprises me. And I actually, you know what? I did this a couple weeks ago because we were shopping for a fireplace. And I wrote the company, the owner, an email and just praised how great the woman was that helped us. Very knowledgeable, blah, blah. I laid out like 10 things why I was really satisfied with my experience. Zero peep back. And that's happened 2 or 3 times where you send a kudos email and you get no reply on those.
Very good.
I mean, then that puts a bad taste in your mouth.
So now you and I have got the same experience, and that is a lesson to everybody who sends out these surveys. Do something about
that. That's right.
Because you are actually turning customers off if you if you just get crickets back
when we
take the time to sit down and compose something to them.
And all of a sudden you just feel like a number.
And you would have been happy even with a thank you so much. That
thank
means the
you.
World to us.
Yeah, we're excited to
Let
do
me see.
Your install.
How long does it take to write that? Thank you so much. That means the world
Thanks
to
for
us.
Stopping
we appreciate
in.
Your business. Exclamation point.
Yeah. Have
you're
a great
satisfied.
Week. You know?
You're happy.
I'm good. When I get nothing, it's like, oh, well, why did I waste my time to thank you?
So my response to companies is, if you're going to send out a survey, be serious about it. Because if you're just throwing everything in the trash, why take the time? You're wasting your time and ours.
Should we do a little survey on our show somewhere?
Oh, my God, never.
Never. Not a chance in hell.
No chance. All right, let's move on to this other one from Mike. Thank you for that note, by the way.
Yeah.
Kendra says, boys, you were talking about office rules. Oh, you remember that? Like,
I do.
We spread it out over a couple of days.
The lady that had the new boss, and he had like five new rules that were ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Kendra says, here's one that I kept a copy of from 7 years ago because it's so funny to me. So she held on to this email for 7 years. It says, okay, and I'm going to count the exclamation points each time. Mark your calendars. 2 exclamation points. 1 week from Friday, we will be initiating our first annual mandatory day of fun. No work that day. 3 exclamation points.
Oh.
Just show up ready to go play.
Whoa.
4 exclamation points.
Oh, so much excitement.
Then it says, we don't spend enough time getting to know each other, so I'm getting us all together and I'm not going to say the location, across the street at 10 a.m., and we will have food, fun games, and surprises. This is not voluntary. This is, in all caps, mandatory. 2 exclamation points. If you miss, we will count it as one of your sick days. Looking forward to a, all caps, fun day with all of you. Now I've got to get my pen here to count the exclamation points.
God.
With all of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So much. That letter is oozing fun.
Kendra says, thanks for sharing
Kendra.
BS.
Oh, we're familiar. We used to have those here, and I thought it was just a name that we made up.
No,
I guess it's a thing. The man, it was forced fun is what I always called it. It's forced fun day.
And how often is it really fun?
It's not fun.
There's a whole question about, if you spend 40 hours a week in the same office with people, Do you want your out-of-office time spent with those people? In some cases, the answer is yes. I used to work with people that I partied with them frequently.
But generally speaking, you don't want to go and hang. You know your coworkers if you're with them for 40 hours a week. I don't like this forced, you have to all be friends at work. I don't like that forced on me. What is it with that? Why do we all have to be friends at work? We're coworkers.
Yeah.
We're not friends. I never got that. It's just people I work with. They don't need to share all my deepest, darkest secrets and all my family personal life. We're coworkers.
It just depends on the people for me. I have coworkers that I've been remarkable.
Well, of course you're going to have people that you glom onto that you just click with.
My best friend in the world, Milo, right? I met him through work. So we worked together. He was even on the show for a couple of years. And so, and then there's my pub club people, a couple of them they're all former employees. I think in general, I see what you're saying.
I'm not going to go hang out and have beers with people in HR, something's going to slip, something will be said.
What do you think about this? There's no work that day, you have to show up, and if you don't show up, we dock you a sick day.
What are you
going to
do then?
And so you're kind of sacrificing a day's productivity to force people to
I just stay at work and work while you guys are out messing around then? Am I still going to be docked?
my daughter-in-law, Sabra, she used to talk about how her parents would do, I think it was called MFF, and it was Mandatory Family Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was
like
the
Sunday
family
fun day,
It's a family fun day, and they had to get together on a certain day, and they called it mandatory family fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'd rather do that than...
Well, yeah, that's, yes, that's legit. You're bringing your family closer together and creating memories. Not hanging out with the weird guy down in accounting, you know?
He is weird, too. Jeremy, do I have a Facebook message for you?
All right.
Since we were talking about mandatory days of fun at the office...
Yeah.
Nope, we got from Kendra, who says that they're all... Anyway, it's a long story. It's a mandatory day of fun that the office put on, right? Amy writes in and says, it was a mandatory day of fun that launched one of the biggest messes in my company's history. Get a load of this now. The boss scheduled a mandatory day of fun like Kendra was talking about and threatened everyone that if they didn't show, there would be, quote, consequences. One of our coworkers complained, which caused shockwaves throughout the office. Then he got fired for complaining, and he sued the company. The case dragged on. Many of us were subpoenaed to answer questions about it. And finally, the company settled, and the fired guy got a big check. The result of this whole thing, no more mandatory days of fun at our office.
He's a hero. Put his picture up in the lobby.
My God. It ends up going to court.
Mandatory day of lawsuits.